Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle, the wellness expert you need to know, according to Forbes magazine. Now, this is the Q&A, which I absolutely love. This is where answering messages and questions that you guys are sending in each week in the Instagram or the TikTok or the YouTube or what else have I missed? Something, I'm not sure, Facebook. So please do leave your comments below and also do email me at ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. So this is the opportunity for me to answer all your questions. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about what used to be called Dowager's Hump and is now more commonly referred to as tech neck. So we're going to talk about this rather old-fashioned titled problem, which is having a bit of a resurgence and indeed has been in the news a lot recently because it's becoming an increasing issue, according to osteopaths and chiropractors. It's what they're saying at the moment and indeed has just been in the Daily Mail. Also in today's episode, we're going to be talking about increasing immune function. And with that in mind, some of the cool products which I'm going to be discussing have just come in. I'm just going to pop them there. So before we get started, Cam says, thank you for sharing this video on how to get rid of double chin. I've been looking for a video like this. Yay. So we are the answer to all your health needs. And this is exactly what we're trying to do here in the Own Your Health podcast, is answer every single health question that you could possibly imagine and make it entertaining at the same time. Hals says, thank you for your wisdom in alternative health. It's completely natural. And like you're sharing ancient history methods that actually work. Thank you, Hals. I'm so happy that you're finding it good and useful. And Anon says, I follow your TikTok on reducing coughing and, oh my God, feels amazing. My nose opened up and I was breathing happy air. So this is good to know. Before we get into today's episode, I'd like to talk to you about our two wonderful sponsors, because we don't take on anybody, you know, we're very picky here. So the first sponsor is The Naked Pharmacy. Now, the reason we love working with them so much is because on this podcast, we cover a wide range of health advice. I mean, from any given week, I'm going to be talking to you for anything from shingles to sinusitis to eating chia seed rye bread in order to get good bowel movements in autumn, to decluttering, to a myriad of different things. And you need a partner that can kind of run with you at the same time. And The Naked Pharmacy is just that, because they have supplements for everything, which means whatever topic we're talking about, you can pop over to The Naked Pharmacy and they will have supplements to support this information. Now, not only that, they are very content rich. They have an actual pharmacy, which is what's so great. So just as we as a brand here on Own Your Health are very keen to answer all your questions and to keep the dialogue going with you, to offer the advice as much as just products themselves, The Naked Pharmacy are the same. So they have the products to match the content, but they also have the expertise as well. Now, they cover anything from stress to sleep to mood to energy to gut health to weight management and pretty much everything else besides. So they're also going to give you the support as well. And they're offering us a 20% discount. If you use KT20 at checkout, which is at thenakedpharmacy.com, and you pop in KT20 at checkout, you will get a 20% discount. Our second wonderful partner is Evolve Beauty. And now the reason I love Evolve Beauty is because their lovely founder, Laura Rudo, is very close to my heart in as much as she really looked at something which actually needed to evolve, hence the pun on the name. But actually she needed some, we all needed to evolve. We needed to come out of chemical-based beauty products, which were bad for our skins, bad for our bodies, bad for our environments, and come up with something which is cruelty-free, which is vegan, which is pregnancy-friendly, which is environmentally friendly and has a commitment to zero waste production and carbon neutral practices. That is quite the remit. I certainly know from setting up the Hey You method, it is really, really difficult to walk the path of integrity. You are being pulled in every single which direction to kind of cut corners, and you have to kind of really be committed to the evolution of everything in order to actually walk that path. Now, Laura has done just that. So that's exactly what she's doing. And again, with very, very highly clinically tested products, which are really good for the skin and really good for the environment. She is also giving us a bargain. She's giving us 20% off at Till Point if you put in this time Brindle20. There are T's and C's that apply, so do please have a look at the description for more details if you need more information. But if you pop over to evolvebeauty.co.uk, you can have a look for yourself and take advantage of the 20% discount. Let's get into the main topic, which is all about Dowager's Hump. Now, this came in from one of our listeners called Sophie, and she said, I missed Katie giving advice about how to treat Dowager's Hump using the Sculptor and or the Body Restorer. So the Sculptor, for those of you that are watching, is this, which for those of you listening, is a huge black kind of, it's basically a made of Bianstone instrument, which is about just a bit bigger than the size of my hand, and or the Body Restorer, which is this little silver instrument, which looks like the shape of a kidney. So that's what she's referring to there. And she said, please, could we explain it again? Absolutely. So let's talk about this, because the thing that's interesting, first of all, about Dowager's Hump is the name, because it's now called Technec. But why was something which is kind of sounds a bit sort of 18th, 19th century, it sounds like something that should have come out of Downton Abbey, because there was a very famous dowager, Lady Grantham. So dowagers were basically women of means. Now, remember, in the olden days, things were fairly sexist. So women of means would have inherited property and estate and wealth off their husbands to become a dowager in the first place. Or a lady, which I Googled it, of high social rank, fine, or dignified demeanor. So if she had a dignified demeanor, she could have been referred to as a dowager. Now, all of a sudden, this is becoming Technec. Now, why? Well, the interesting thing is that in Chinese medicine, the reason why we're getting these humps or technecs or dowager's humps is all to do with the fascia. Now, fascia is this connective tissue that works itself all the way around your body and connects everything to everything else. Now, what fascia likes is lots of stretching, lots of moving, not repetitive actions, and not sitting doing the same thing at the same time all day long. Now, so what do us who are sitting here on our phones, on our laptops, have in common with old school ladies of dignified demeanor? And the answer is we're sitting. And we tend to be sitting doing repeated things, because remember, these dowagers of dignified demeanor would have been sitting in corsets. And the kind of things they would have been doing was playing cards, painting, reading, embroidery. You know, they would have been those sorts of things, because that's what dignified demeanor meant. Now, what are we doing? Because I doubt any of us are doing that. What we're doing is we're sitting on our phones, on our laptops, and we're over sedentary. Now, the fascia doesn't like that. It starts to create weakness in the body, because it means that you're tense in some areas and weak in others. So the first thing is that if you listen to my very first episodes, where, and I repeatedly say this in the podcast, so don't worry if you haven't. Okay, there are three key things you need to know when you're owning your health, which is what everything I talk about here is about. One, for the body to be healthy, you need to have a free flow of chi and blood around the body. Number two, for the body to be healthy, you need to enable the body to release toxins and all the kind of accumulated gunk that kind of comes into the body through the processing of the body. And you need to allow that to release itself effectively. And then new, fresh energy needs to come in via food and breath and thoughts and intentions. Okay. And the body needs to move itself in order for that to actually happen, because things like your lymph flow only happens by muscle movement. It's not pumped like blood circulation is by the heart. It's pumped by muscle movements. Okay. And finally, and this is something that people don't really understand very well in the West, is that we need to strengthen the five key organs. Now, the five key organs in Eastern medicine are the lungs, the heart, the spleen, the liver, and the kidneys. And we don't. Okay, not very effectively. And you have to be very, very careful to make sure you do. Now, when you're getting things like Technec, okay, / Dowager's Humps, what's happening is, first of all, you're not hitting the free flow of chi and blood around the body, because it's not, because you're tense and you're rigid and you're being repetitive. And that immediately means muscles aren't moving properly. It means lymph isn't moving properly, which means the purge and the nourish isn't happening correctly. It means the circulatory system is getting overburdened. So then what happens is some areas get congested and some areas get weakened, because things aren't flowing smoothly. And then what happens is some of these key organs start to get involved into the mix, and that is not healthy either. So from a Chinese perspective, Dowager's Hump comes from three key organs getting compromised by the fact that you're over sedentary, overthinking, sitting at a laptop, sitting at a phone, oversitting, and basically overworking. And those three organs are the kidneys, the spleen, and the liver. Now, the minute the kidneys get involved, the spine starts to weaken, which is why this thing starts to accumulate up at the top of the spine, because it's getting weak. So then what's happening is things get dumped. When areas get weak, things can get dumped and deposited there because they're not moving things. They're not energized correctly. Okay. It's like a soft bit of a riverbed. It starts to get eroded by the silting up process. The kidneys, are weak because you're getting stressed and because the kidneys are very much responsible for the spine and the energy flow and the balancing of the body. The spleen is very much responsible for the lymphatic system and for the muscles of the body. And the spleen is very much about absorbing the energy coming in through the connective tissue of the fascia. And therefore things start to get weak and then they get soggy and they get boggy and then they don't move around properly. So therefore things start to get congested. And because the lymphatic flow is very much connected to the spleen, that means that sort of heavy deposits of silted up energy frequency and just congestion start to kind of get gathered and they start to then become physical, which is then the sort of lumpy mass that starts to increase. And then finally, the liver. Now, the liver is very much connected to the stress of the body. And what happens with the liver is that the energy, which is called liver qi, starts to stagnate. Now, this is a sort of condition in Chinese medicine. We literally call it liver qi stagnation. And honestly, after 20 odd years in clinic, I can tell you that pretty much every single person I've ever met has got liver qi stagnation of some shape or form. And that often starts to create tightness in the upper back. So now you've got this kind of perfect storm of lymph not flowing smoothly, muscles getting compressed and soggy because the spleen's not happy, the kidneys, which are responsible for the spine and the kind of the side of the spine and that kind of the back area of the body starting to kind of wibble wobble about, and then the liver starting to get stagnation and therefore muscles are starting to get tight. I mean, it is literally a perfect storm for this condition. To make matters worse, we then have outside factors contributing to this. For example, poor posture. Now, one of the interesting things about Dowager's Hump slash the more contemporary version of Technic is that the human head, when everything's running smoothly, weighs 5 kilos onto the neck. But when we're hunched over a screen like that, what then happens is that because of the way that that starts to proportion itself into the kind of the dynamics of the body, that moves to a 22 kilo pressure. Now that extra strain is what's creating the problem. So that poor posture is exacerbating what's going on at organ level within the body. And then obviously it makes matters worse if you're not sitting in good chairs, if you're not sitting at good table heights, if you're then carrying heavy bags about. One of the things that I noticed with Technic was it happened a lot in lockdown because many, many people came out of their offices where often we've got really good tables and laptops and you've got tables with really good offices. They have different heights of the tables. You can adjust things. You've got really good chairs. And then we all came home and then we're all kind of sitting at the end of our sort of like dining room tables. We're sort of perching our way on a sort of corner of a table in our bedroom or in a broom cupboard. I mean, we're all everywhere. And actually I found that that was creating a huge amount of problems. My clinic was exploding with people with body problems because basically their office setup wasn't right. And it really, really showed that. So what do we do? Okay, there's the problem. But what's the solution? Because we're all about solutions. So the good thing is the first thing that I always say to everyone in Own Your Health is 50% of the solution is understanding the problem in the first place. So the first thing is we now understand that basically there's a whole load of lifestyle issues which are exacerbating the three key things you need to know. And then three key organs are getting compromised into the mix. So all you got to do is reverse that out. So the first thing that we've got to do is go back to basics. Okay. First of all, really basic is make sure that your desk setup is as good as it can possibly be. Perhaps consider a desk that can move up and down so that you're moving your posture. Have desk breaks. Now, this is something which I talk about all the time. Just every time you go to the loo, make sure that you give yourself a minute at the end of that whole process of getting up, going to loo, coming back again. Shake the body. Okay. Good news is this week I have got not pajama bottoms on, so I'm fit for camera. But this is a really simple thing to do to just get everything just kind of shimmying through the body correctly. So I'm just shaking the body. For those just listening, I've just stood up and I'm just shimmying my shoulders. Okay, and just kind of shaking like this. Now I can shake gently, breathing nice and slowly. You could kind of shake quite vigorously. You can literally kind of go like this, like you're kind of like doing sort of strange shaking. That is the basic thing to do. Now, to add to that, the next thing to do is to get a tapper. Now, this is the Hey You Tapper. This was one of the tools which actually everyone bought in shed loads in lockdown, because this instantly in 1 minute is going to rectify pretty much everything, because it's just going to tap all over the body. But particularly because this tool is kind of the length of an arm, it gets the upper back. Immediately, you're working on the area which is getting caught up in the first place. You're getting stagnant energy here. The lymph isn't flowing. The muscles aren't flowing. The minute you start to do this, you're sending everything correctly around the body. You're helping the body purge and nourish. You're helping the free flow of qi and blood. And in so doing, because you're tapping into, excuse the pun, the energy channels of the body, you're also strengthening the five key organs. So this is one of these, it's like a one-hit wonder. It does everything all at the same time, okay? Now, the other thing that I would suggest you do is when you've also done some basic tapping, which is the thing to do, then at night when you get home to bed, I would then be using these two products here, which is the Heyu method, which is the sort of product end of what I talk about. This is the Sculptor, which is the big black tool. And then the little silver one is the Body Restorer. I would start with the Sculptor first because it's just such a fantastic tool. And all you have to do is just put a bit of oil on your upper back. This is sort of as part of your evening ablutions. And then I won't put any oil on for those watching just because I'm kind of fully dressed and there's millions of demonstrations of me doing this in my undies. But basically, you take the tool and you just press stroke over this upper back area because the tool is nice and big. So it's very easy to access that upper back area like this. So you're going down the neck, over the shoulders, down the upper back like so. And then you're just releasing the stagnation from where it's being caught. And it's so effective and so quick that this basically keeps everything moving. If you want even more help, then this is where Qigong comes in. So Qigong is a bit like Chinese yoga. And what Qigong does is it basically allows the energy to move around the body. So a very, very, very simple Qigong exercise to support Tek Nek or Dowager's Hump is to just take your hands like this. So I'm interlacing my fingers, pressing my palms away, lifting my interlaced hands above my head. Okay. And then I'm just bending my elbows and creating a circle behind my head like this. With my arms, do three in each direction. Now, this is a really good exercise. This is really good for millions of things in the body. It's one of the world's simplest exercises, but it's really effective. So that is a very, very good technique as well. So if your Dowager's Hump / Tek Nek is incredibly painful, then the only thing that I would also suggest is before you start investing in a tapper, invest in the soft brush, which has also got a long handle, and pat. Now, this tool is called the brush because if I called this a patter, everybody would think I'd lost my mind because they're like, Katie, it's a brush. Why are you calling it a patter? But as well as brushing, this is really good for patting. And patting is the precursor for tapping. And it's softer and more gentle. Oh, and the drum. Thank you, Jules. So basically what I would do with this is if the Dowager's Hump is quite sensitive, or the Tek Nek, okay, if it's quite a sensitive spot and you're thinking, oh, don't fancy hitting it, then you first of all brush it, okay? And the reason why this brush is so good is because it's got a good handle and the quality of the products. It's really, really soft. It feels really nice if something's sensitive. So we just go over the top of the body like that. When you're ready, pat all over the back. And what I would recommend you do is pat around it first and move inwards. If it's sensitive, you go around the area, you sort of start on the outside and move inwards, and then you pat, 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 pat into the area. And then last but by no means least is the other percussive tool, which is the drummer, which is this one. Now, again, I wouldn't drum the actual Tek Nek itself, but I would drum the soft tissue around the shoulders. And anyone that doesn't have Tek Nek, given that this is massively on the increase at the moment, I would really recommend that everyone has one of these on their desk. It is a fantastic desk tool. It's a really good Christmas present, actually. It's kind of for the man that's got everything, the woman that's got everything. Because what this does is it's kind of like a meat mallet. Okay, it really, really softens up body tissue and tension and stagnation. So this is really good at counteracting liver qi stagnation and then getting everything moving smoothly. So if you want to give yourself the Rolls Royce of back treatments, I would suggest that you have all three of these tools as percussive tools, which offset the problem, but they can also be used to actually deal with the problem and treat it at the same time. So hopefully that will give you everything that you need to know for Tek Nek / Dowager's Hump and a little bit of kind of interest into what it is that modern day men and women are dealing with versus sort of late 19th century dowagers and what they were doing and their problems. So there we go. And one last thing about that is kind of just to go back to the kind of the why dowager thing is that, remember, in those days, women were very sedentary. Men, life wasn't fair. I'm not suggesting for a minute we want to go back to that, but men were normally more active and working class women were more active because they would have to go into service or they would actually have to kind of run whatever they were doing, bringing up children and things. They didn't have the privilege of sitting still and having, you know, dowagers were, what was it I said? Ladies of a dignified demeanor. And of course, in those days, to have a dignified demeanor meant you didn't work, okay, which meant you had idle pursuits. So therefore, you were relatively sedentary because you were sort of dressed up and it was very hard to move in those costumes. I remember back in the day when I was singing, and often when you're singing, you're in sort of period costumes, and I had to be in a corset and one thing and another to sing the role. And it was so hard to move because, you know, and if you're so cumbersome, you're sort of laced in and dressed up into these outfits and you're not free to move like we are in our active wear and moving around. So, of course, that's why they got it over and above anyone else. So it's just a sort of historical anecdote to think it's very, very important that we move our bodies and that we counteract our very over-sedentary lifestyles because the body does not like it. So it's, and it's not just a question of going to the gym at the end of the day. Okay. And that's on the basis that you get to them. Often you find on the days that you need it the most are the days that you don't go because you're still at work or you're having a nightmare or you're exhausted. Okay. So it's very, very important to make sure that you're doing these little breaks throughout the course of the day, these 1 minute rituals, which is what these Hey You products are all about, to give you 1 minute of self-care throughout the day. And snippets of time is something I talk about a lot. So going to the loo is a really useful moment in the day. We all have to go to the loo. So when you go to the loo, give yourself that extra minute of just moving and shaking the body. Okay. Use the Mindfulness Bell app I talk about all the time, which is this gong. Okay. We can put the link in the bio below. And that gong can sound every 15 minutes to remind you to take a deep breath, to remind you to move the body. Okay. To just remind you that you need to move, that you're not a machine, and it's not good for your body to be sat for prolonged periods of time in the same position. It's not healthy. Okay. The body can cope for a bit, but it's not on a daily basis. It's not healthy. Okay. So next question. Maria asks, do I have any tips on how to boost your immunity? Yes. Okay. So there are some really, really simple things which I do for my immunity. Now, I am recording this mid-September. To future-proof the episode. And I've still got two kids in school. Two kids are out of school, two are still in school. And every year they go back to school in early September. And every year within a week, they come back sick. I'm not joking. And so therefore I have to be very careful with my whole body and my immune system. So if in the old days before I knew all this, if my kids got sick, I got sick. Okay. And then in come the first wave of colds. And then that's it for the next sort of 3 or 4 months. So I am very fastidious about certain miracle products, which I absolutely swear by. And this year, by the way, folks, is no exception. My daughter went back to school the week before last, and she's already had a day off school because she's ill. Now, you're probably listening to this and going, well, if your tips, Katie, are so good, why has your daughter got sick? And the answer is, folks, the cobbler's children are the worst shot. And if you think my children listen to me on any counts about all this incredible advice that I dispense to everyone else, they're not interested. And to try and get them to do any of these things is really interesting. So they don't do it. So all they get from me is a big fat dose of I told you so, and they won't do it. So there's all I can do is tell you what to do, advise what to do, do it myself, and rave about these things. And hopefully your children and yourself will benefit. And do feel free to write a letter to my children to tell them to listen to their mother, but they don't. So product number one, which is top of the immunity charts, is this Leapfrog Immune. Every single person, I beg you, please have one of these in your store cupboard ready for winter. Please, please. If I could give them away, I would. Okay. In fact, I do often give these away because my friends often don't listen to me either. And then they get ill and then I give them to them because I've always got these in my cupboard. Always, please, please, please. Now, they're not the cheapest product in the world. So there's two ways of taking them. There's a preventative way and then there's a, oh God, I'm going down with the cold way. Now, the oh God, I'm going down with the cold way is the cheaper way. Okay. So let's start with that first. So these work that you have them in your store cupboard. Look, you can see here's one I prepared earlier, already halfway through. And when you get that tickle, or when someone comes into your environment, whether it's at work or at home, go, and they're like not wearing a mask, which, by the way, in Asia, culturally, when people have got colds, they wear masks out of politeness to everyone else. We don't tend to do that in the UK. I really would wish we did. Okay. Anyone braving through their cold and going into the workspace or into public spaces, please put a mask on, because it immediately reduces airborne diseases. And actually, if you're being fastidious, you could also wear a mask to protect yourself too. They do help as a barrier, okay? But if you don't want to do that, have these ready. Someone comes into your space, have a packet at your desk, have a packet in your handbag, have a packet at your home, so that when someone goes all over you, go, oh my God, you simply take a capsule and you chew it. And it's got the most amazing ingredient in it, which is called lactoferrin. Now, lactoferrin is no good for vegans. I'm sorry, vegans, this won't work for you. But for anyone else, this is the active ingredient in milk, which strengthens the immune system. And this brand has just got the formula absolutely on it, mixing it with vitamin C and zinc. And it nukes it immediately. And I have already been doing this. Now, when my daughter came home going, yuck, 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 spew, 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 sneezing all over me. And of course, I now need to look after her because she's not well. I upped the dose and I take 3 a day, which is a lot, but I don't get the cold. In the olden days, I probably would have got at least 5 colds a winter because of my kids bringing everything home. And now, touch wood, in the last 3 years, I get 1. And in fairness, last year, it was my eldest daughter came home with flu, full on flu. And she was really ill. And she was literally in my bed ill because she was really, really poorly. So obviously, as her mother, I was, you know, in extremely close proximity to her. And of course, I did catch the flu. But the difference is that if it does get to you, what happens is it halts it in its tracks. So then what happened was I was just very ill for 1 day and I was in bed for 1 day and then I was fully back to functioning. And within a week, I was completely and utterly over it. Whereas in the past, that would have dragged on for ages. So this is literally the world's greatest thing. Now, you can also, if you've got the means to kind of invest in this, then you would take them preventatively all through the winter. And I would urge you to start now. And what you do is you take 1 capsule a day, 1 week on, 1 week off. Okay, and that is absolutely how you take them. And then if something nonetheless gets through the barrier of these things, then you increase the dose. Okay, that's the kind of maximum way of doing it. So this is my absolute number one. Like I go nowhere without this product. And funny enough, this year, I got sick this year. I got the flu from my daughter. And then later on, I got COVID. Now, what happened was I went skiing with my kids. And the poor one of the ski instructors in one of their classes was really ill. And I felt really sorry for him. So I stupidly and kindly gave him my packet of Leapfrog Immune because he was so ill. And I told him what to do. And he immediately got better. But because we were away, I'd given him my pack. And that was a really stupid thing to have done, although it was a very nice thing, because, of course, I then didn't have my pack with me. And of course, he actually had COVID, not a cold. And of course, he was talking to me and then in it came. So it got through because it was a really ferocious virus and apparently been like rampaging its way through. So this nonetheless has absolutely it's like a wonder product. I can't rave about it enough. Now, the other product which I rave about, which I take as well, she says rummaging, it's just here. Okay, so as well as that, I don't take any chances. This is the other immune product, which I swear by. This is number 2. This is by a brand called Ringana. Now, I sell Ringana on my website, so we could put the link there. Now, this is a slightly different format. These capsules look like this. Now, they're different. These are made of mushrooms, okay? So this is an amazing immunity, powerful cocktail of all sorts of amazing mushrooms. I won't go into every single one, but it's brilliant. So I take 2 of these every day as well, okay? So I'm doing that and I'm doing this. And again, if I start to feel a tickle or start to feel something breaking through, I up the dose, okay? So that's number 2. Then number 3 is this brilliant product, because an amazing natural antiviral is elderberry. So this is a brand I love, which is called Sweet Bee. She does this wonderful elderberry winter wellness, which is this one. And I have this. I basically buy these at the beginning and we all take a Chinese soup spoon of elderberry every single day. Well, I say we do. I tell my kids to. They don't. I do. And my husband does. And everyone that listens to me does. And then my children do when I make them. But basically, this absolutely works. Okay. Elderberry has had so much research done on it. It is a natural antiviral. You can, of course, make your own elderberry linctus. And if anyone's listening to this right now, the elderberries are ripe right now for picking. So if you want to make your own, that's better still. But this is a really, really good one. It hasn't got loads of sugar added to it. So this is the kind of Sambucol is the kind of one that you would find in sort of high street chemist, but of course it's laced with chemicals and sugars and things. Biona also do one, but this is my favorite. Okay. And you're supporting a woman in business and a small brand. So that's number three. So those are the kind of quick fix things which I recommend. Now, next is always wear a scarf. Right now, when I'm recording this today, you can see it's a really gorgeous sunny day. Okay. But you can never be too careful now from this moment on in autumn, because that weather can change really quickly. Winds can get up, sort of cold blasts can come through. And you've got this energy called Wei Qi. And Wei Qi circulates around your upper body and it's like armor. And in Chinese medicine, Wei Qi is managed by your lungs, and it's very strong up around the lung area, which is why you want to protect the throat and the upper body. So basically, if the Wei Qi weakens because your lungs weaken because they get stressed, or you're going through something, you're not able to let go of something, or your lungs have shock absorbed something coming into your heart, just everyday life, and the lungs go like this, and then the temperature starts to change, and then the wind gets up, it can kind of, things can get in through the upper body. So always, always, please wear a scarf. Always, 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 as of now. You can wear light scarves in the early autumn when it's warm, like silky scarves, lightweight scarves, and then you can kind of thicken them up as you go into the season, and then you go into full-blown coats. Okay, very, very important to keep this upper body protected. The other thing is I also recommend the castor oil compress. Now, this is one of my absolute go-to products. So this is what a castor oil compress looks like. And all you do is you pour a little bit of castor oil onto this soft area here. Now, you normally use the castor oil compress over the liver, which is on the right-hand side of the body, sort of just around the waistline. But in the winter, in the autumn time, if you want to strengthen the immune system, one of the easiest ways to use this is either when you're watching Netflix, okay, in the evening, and you're kind of watching, you're just kind of at home, okay, put the castor oil compress here with a hot water bottle on top. This is really, really good at strengthening the lungs. And depending how fastidious you wish to be, you can then at nighttime repeat the same thing, but put it over the large intestine, which is down in the lower belly, down here. Now, this is extremely good for any kind of gut-related issues like irritable bowel. It's really good for menstrual problems. Don't put it down here during the menstrual flow. Any other time of the month, it's fine. So anything to do with menstrual flow, adhesions, polypses, endometriosis, period pain, irritable bowel syndrome, anything to do with irregular bowel movements, sort of gas, bloating, sort of anything. But generally, as a way to strengthen the immune system, putting this down in the lower gut is extremely helpful, because the immune system is actually controlled by the spleen. And the spleen is also the organ responsible for your digestive system. But your digestive system flows into the large intestine, which is kind of the last exit point. It's kind of like, you have to think of it like a kind of drainage system. And if the large intestine has got clogged up, which often it does when we get stressed and overwhelmed, or we're not evacuating our bowels correctly, which, by the way, most people don't. Okay. And this creates havoc with our immune systems, as well as our digestive systems and our overall body. Because what happens is, if you're not evacuating your bowels minimum once a day, and I'm saying that because I'm telling you, in clinic, most people don't. It's not something people like to talk about. It's all sorts of interesting reasons why not. People don't like going to the loo in offices. People often prefer to kind of wait till they get home, in which case they're kind of not allowing things to kind of release. And it's full of toxicity. This is going key into owning your health reason number two, which is purge and nourish. Okay, you need to purge the body, and the bowel movement is the ultimate purge out. And if you're not, then things can kind of get clogged up. And we call this the dirty ditch in Chinese medicine. You need to keep it clean. Okay, so using a castor oil compress down there is extremely beneficial to the colon directly, but also in turn strengthens the function of the spleen because of its relationship to the digestive system. But it also has a huge relationship to your immune system. So you need to kind of strengthen it by keeping the overall body clean as well. Another really good thing to do for your body and for the immune system is to brush the skin. So we're going back to the soft body brush again. Now, in the HeyYou method, we've got two body brushes. We've got a soft one and we've got a firmer one. So we've got two. Now, what this does with these two brushes is it gives you light, medium, and hard. Okay, because the light one is the soft one, which you just do gently on skin. And this is incredibly pleasurable. So this is the equivalent of being caressed by a lover. Okay, and if you don't have a lover, which I expect most people listening probably don't, then I would suggest you do this instead, because this is you've got control of it. Stroking the skin with a soft body brush is the most caressing, wonderful feeling. And it is incredibly good for the spleen, for your, because the spleen has a deep relationship to soft body practices. The spleen immediately loves it. It goes, like that when you start caressing it, okay? So that strengthens the spleen and its relationship to the immunity. It also strengthens Wei Qi because you're working on the skin. Then you go to the medium hard brush. Now, why is this too, I hear you ask? Because if you wet this and use it in the shower, the bristle goes to medium strength. And if you let it dry, so I've got one in the shower and then one not in the shower. So the dry one is the hard one. Now, this is the ultimate skin brushing where you're basically working to declog any of the congestion that gets caught up as the skin exfoliates itself through. And then what you're doing is enabling the skin to breathe, massively invigorating the Wei Qi. And as you're allowing the skin to breathe, the skin is the second lung. Okay, so as you're strengthening the skin, you're strengthening the lung. And the lung, of course, has a massive relationship to airborne diseases. Now, this is another thing everybody needs to get this wintertime. This is the Himalayan salt pipe. Oh my God, I swear by this thing. It's brilliant, okay, at protecting the body against airborne diseases. Salt has been shown in many, many studies to strengthen the lungs and to strengthen the immune system. And all you do is it comes with these little salt crystals and you put them in the bottom. You just breathe it slowly in. And you can either breathe out through your nose or breathe out through your mouth, okay? So ideally, you breathe out through your nose. So you can keep this in like so. But if you can't breathe through your nose for any reasons, you just breathe out over there. This 1 to 2 minutes a day of this, and it's as cheap as chips, and it lasts forever, and it's absolutely brilliant. So those are my top practices for your immune system. So what did we talk today? We talked about tech neck, which used to be called Dowager's Hump. And we've understood the connection between late 19th century ladies of a distinguished demeanor and normal people like us. And also we've been talking some really, really good techniques to support you as we go into the colder months so that we can really protect your bodies and ensure that you minimize, because eventually things do get you. If you've had a bad day, a bad sleep, you know, you've got kids coughing and spluttering all over you, sleeping in your beds, you know, things will ultimately get through. But the reason why these products work so well is they either stop them getting through and or if they do get through, they minimize the impact of what they do. So thank you so much for listening and watching today's Q&A. Do please rate and review us on Apple and Spotify. Leave comments in the comment sections below if you're on social media. And do please, of course, email in your questions at ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. And I look forward to seeing you at the next Q&A. And if you have any more questions, do please leave them so that I can answer them in the next session. Thank you so much and see you next time.